Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, what is going on, everybody? This weekend, Baltimore, baby.
This weekend, Louisville, baby. Yes.
But last night?
Last night. It's Taco Tuesday for real this morning. You're welcome, Cleveland. Yes. Anybody want to get on the bandwagon? We still got a little room. Sybil, player?
I'm good, thanks.
Anybody?
No, I'm good.
I got your seat saved.
I know. That's the kind of guy you are.
That's right.
In fact, I'll just walk.
It's not too late. You don't have to walk.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. On the bandwagon.
I really like Cleveland. I'm gonna walk to the J. Walking's good.
Woo!
Walking's good.
Yeah. So I couldn't be there. So Kim Whitley and I tried to retrace everything that we did before we went to the game, like wear the same clothes, you know, that we wore on Wednesday night in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And I think that helped. That helped. You know. That, and it was, you know, I told you yesterday that Taco Bell had something to do with this. But,
and it had nothing to do with Draymond Green.
Well, that's the Taco Bell thing. Taco Bell took Draymond Green out.
I was hoping you weren't going to make that connection anymore.
Yeah. It was Taco Bell that called him.
So the night before, did y'all wear the same thing? So for three nights, y'all been wearing the same thing?
So Friday night,
We didn't wear the clothes. But last night, we were, you know.
You put the same thing
on? We put the same clothes on. She had the same top.
Now, why didn't you wear it the other night when you got?
I didn't think of it.
Oh.
I didn't think of it. It took that game for me to figure out what I needed to do.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I make the bandwagon look easy, I know, but it's not easy. It's very scientific. It's scientific.
Okay. So trial and error. The bit is called make it up as you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Bandwagon, it's scientific. You got to know how to, you know.
BS. Yes.
You have to know how to use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Kim and I got together, you know.
To watch the game together?
No. Well, kind of. I mean, we were texting each other. Yeah. She's in California. I'm in Miami.
Did she go to Oakland?
No. She was at the house.
And you were at the house.
Wearing the same thing.
Wearing the same thing.
And then saying, and this is where I did. And you did that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in the movie The Martian, y'all science the.
Yes.
Right.
We science.
Out of.
Yes. Yeah. Out of this bandwagon. Mm-hmm. Science.
Right. We're going to have to science.
What's the next game? Friday? In Cleveland?
Well, it'll.
Thursday
night.
Thursday in Cleveland? What's the day? Tuesday? Okay. All right. So we're going to put on the same thing.
Oh, okay.
And watch the game.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right, let's go to this.
And if it goes seven, it'll be Sunday. The seventh game will be Sunday.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
Father's Day.
For anybody who doesn't own a sports bar, you really hope this ends soon.
Because if you own a comedy club.
If you own a comedy club.
Sports bar.
Or a restaurant. Sports bar people love it. They absolutely love it.
But if you got a comedy club.
If you got a comedy club.
Please end this thing.
Now you have tried to do this. Watch the game at the comedy club. That doesn't work either?
They don't. They won't come. They won't.
It's just not the right.
They won't.
It's not the right atmosphere, huh?
It's not the right atmosphere.
They go to sports bar. You want to watch it at a
bar.
At a club, you don't.
And the only difference between a sports bar and a comedy club is they got more damn television. It's the same damn thing, okay? You can get the same thing at my place, okay?
Aww.
We got wings. We got fries. We got hamburgers.
We got trash talking.
We got trash talking. We got a hookah place. You can go outside and smoke a hookah. We got all that.
You add hookah to that now?
Well, maybe you just add some television. You think about that?
Oh, yeah, I got it's not enough. They got like 40. I got 6. All right, so what? That's all I'm saying.
Get you 34 more. I mean, it's right there, man. It's like, that's science too, man.
That's more science.
That's more right. Science.
For somebody who flunked out of science, I'm saying.
I did. I flunked science
but
twice.
You got this science thing down now.
It took me a while. Mm-hmm. It took me a while, but, mm-hmm. You know. Once I went to summer school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to the cafeteria to work.
Canteen.
As soon as this thing.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
The sooner it ends, the better it is for everybody.
Okay. Oh. Well, I'm glad you're still alive.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Everything's good. We found out more about this guy, Omar Martin.
Yeah. Was he gay or what?
Looks like it. He frequented that
club.
Yeah, he was hanging out at that gay club he shot up for years.
Yeah, you don't need that much time to make a plan.
And then they interviewed a lot of gay people on television who said, yeah, they knew he was gay. They knew him well. Came by the club all the time. They asked his ex-wife, and she said, I don't know. I don't know if he was gay. Found out he had a second wife.
Another wife, yeah.
He had another wife.
Another wife?
I know.
Now he has a wife.
Yeah. And she lived outside of Chicago. What suburb, Sid?
I don't know.
They just said a suburb of Chicago. Before she moved into the Fort Pierce family home back in December of 2015. Mm-hmm. Then she moved out again. And the first wife said he was abusive.
Yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm. And he bought his guns, a week before at a gun shop owned by a retired NYPD officer in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 week before.
On the 5th.
Where's the gun check? I mean, where's the gun check laws? If they checked, they'd see that he'd been investigated by the FBI, right?
They said that apparently whatever investigations they did, it did not flag.
And here's something weird. The gun shop sold him two guns, mm-hmm. and rounds of ammunition, but refused to sell him body armor. Explain that.
Yeah. You can have the guns, but you can't have the armor to protect. Okay.
Yeah. And gun stock?
Through
the roof.
Yesterday.
Smith & Wesson shares jumped 11%.
Yeah.
While Sturm, Ruger and Company shares went up 8%.
Another good day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We are so sick.
It was interesting to watch the reaction of Congress yesterday, and a lot of the Democrats are, you know, looking to make some sort of changes regarding the gun laws, not to take away the guns from people, but certainly these AR-15s, as you talked about yesterday, the assault rifles and weapons. And so one of the congressmen got up and wanted to look at some of the bills that had been in play recently, and Paul Ryan gaveled him down. And
what's that mean?
Said, you know, you
sit down,
your question has been asked and answered, and let's move on. And at that point, a group of people in the House started chanting, where's the bill? Where's the bill? It's going to be interesting to see how the people are responding, our representatives are responding now, and how far this will go in finally making some action. We can only hope.
Is there a list of Congress people, congressmen, congresswomen, who are supported by the NRA?
How much
money they've given these Congress?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
These congressional people?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get that list. That's yeah, we need to get that list. Yeah. Don't you think, Sid?
I do. I think we need to really work even more so in light of what's going on in the national election. Today, by the way, is voting day. It's election day
in
the District of Columbia. This is the last go-round. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's Flag Day.
Yes, player, flag.
But it is also Donald Trump's birthday.
Okay. Yeah. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Yeah. Coming up on the TJMS this morning.